This week on Inside the Cleveland Browns, the respect that three players have for their fathers who played in the league.
I see him on Sundays do it, but people didn't see him late at night or during the week watching film or preparing the whole time before, going over notes.
But now I've learned my lesson, you know, that he definitely knows what he's talking about.
Hear Coach Jackson push players to reach their potential on the field.
When you do that, that's when you're going to become great. I'm telling you.
And join the search for our next junior reporter.
Hi, my name's Nico, and I'm a junior reporter.
That and much, much more coming up next.
Good morning, Dog Pound. Welcome to an all-new edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns. I'm Dustin Fox. She's Sarah Karnes, and it is Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
And
thank
everyone
you.
Out there who's a father. And since it's Father's Day, we thought it would be fun to talk to a couple of the players who grew up with dads in the NFL.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine what it was like to actually, like, watch your dad play. Well, we're going to get to see it right now.
So my dad's Jesse Tuggle. He played for the Falcons for 14 years.
My dad, Bruce Matthews, was drafted by the Houston Oilers and stuck with that team for 19 years. He played every position with the line, and he has a great insight on the game and knowledge about it and about every position that I've ever played. He, you know, it's a huge blessing to have that, you know, a figure like that to be my dad.
My dad, Jim Jeffcoat, played for the Dallas Cowboys, and he played for the Buffalo Bills from 95 to 97. I remember little glimpses from the last Super Bowl my dad won. I remember being excited to go on the field with him after a game. I mean, always he'd have me and my older brother with him, and he'd be sweating and give us kisses, and I remember his beard poking me, but I was just so excited to be down there on the field with him after a win because he was so excited.
When I was younger, it's funny because I didn't understand the altitude that he was playing at and just the level he was playing at. I remember some Sundays asking my mom, can I stay at home? I don't want to go to the games.
I mean, if you ask him, oh man, we got in so many arguments because I was just such a hard-headed kid in elementary school when I'd be playing. You know, he'd coach me up and be like, no, I did that. And
we had a lot of fights growing up. He would make me mad. I'd run to my mom trying to get her to save me. But once I got older, I started respecting it a little bit more. And then, like, now as I see the day-to-day grind and what it takes to play that level, I really respect him even more now.
But now I've learned my lesson, you know, that he definitely knows what he's talking about.
His biggest thing is to get out and put it all out here on the field. He doesn't care how long I play. He wants me to go out there and play my best and have fun. That's the best advice, just to have fun. Because when it's all said and done, football is a game.
My dad was known as the Hammer for how he played the game, the intensity he played with, the how he hit people on the field. And just seeing that around the city, how the city embraced him really motivated me as a young age that I want to be that guy. I want to be someone that someone looks up to, that everyone knows their name. They see them out there making plays. And I see him on Sundays do it, but people didn't see him late at night or during the week watching film or preparing the whole time before, going over notes. But I saw that as a young age, so I try to put that into my game now. I know it takes a lot of extra work on and off the field. So just seeing him play that high level, that's where I just aim at and try to shoot at for myself.
You know, he's done a great job of, you know, teaching me the ins and outs of football, but also the ins and outs of becoming a man and, you know, having respect for people and just having setting that good moral foundation and, you know, the path, you know, how I feel like I want to raise my child.
Probably tough to win a football argument when your pops has been to the Pro Bowl 14 times.
Very true, but he probably has good advice if you're willing to listen. Now, one player I know we're really excited to see here grow is Terrell Pryor. Let's take a look at how he gets his mindset going and how he plans to become a great wide receiver.
I try to be the best I can be and do the things every single day to be the best. But you got to have that mindset that you want to be the best every single day. And that's how all of us, we go out there like brothers, and we go out there and we help each other and make sure, you know, we work hard.
Terrell certainly worked his tail off, and you're seeing, okay, big fast guy that can go and can catch the ball well, and so he can be an asset to us. You're starting to see little glimpses of what it can become, and it's exciting.
He's a quarterback at receiver, so you know he's going to work hard. He's going to put in the extra time. He's going to do the studying. It's showing up on the field. It's great to have him here and know that he's going to have that mindset of a quarterback and be where he's supposed to be and try to do everything the right way.
Well, obviously, he's flashed. I mean, he's flashed the last several days. He really has. He's settled down and understand this is really what I want to do, and I want to be good at it. And I'm athletic enough to do it. You know, what's my why? Why do I want to do this? Do I want to be great at this? Because my challenge to each and every one of these guys is to be great at what you do, not just be you know, average, you know, is to be great. And so he's working at it, and I think we all see it.
Ball snap, I'm coming at you full speed, and I'm thinking I'm getting open every time. That's just my mentality now, and I truly believe that. And when I see the ball in the air, I'm going to go get it. Coach U, he's teaching us to play with grit, being tough and physical, and that's how Brown's got to play. And I'm proud of the guys right now. Even at spring ball, you'd think we're going into a game next week the way we're playing. Such grit and such just that mental strength that we're going in with. So I'm proud of everybody on the team, and I look forward to tomorrow and just play Browns football.
Now that is good stuff. That grit, that mentality of I'm just going to get the ball.
Yeah, I love that. Love to see these players develop and grow on the field, but also off the field. Another player who's growing off the field, that's Danny Shelton. We all know how much he loves pups, right? The dogs, he has them in his house. Well, that has brought him to Wags for Warriors. It's a nonprofit that helps train service dogs for veterans. Take a look.
We're here at Wags for Warriors today. It's an organization where they train dogs to be service animals for veterans.
There you go.
Good boy. Good boy, my girl. Good boy, huh? Moni, she did an awesome job, so she got her vest on, her Wags for Warriors vest on. Really cool to be here and be around the vets and their service animals, and I truly believe it's an awesome thing. My love for dogs, my love for the veterans, and so it's the perfect thing for me to do as far as giving my time and my support.
Within the first year, we helped over 70 veterans. The way that it works is, you know, we rescue the dog, we place it with the veteran, and the veteran does the training with us.
Over 350 veterans in 5 years we've placed with dogs and trained as service animals for the veterans. So, you know, I get to come in, help them heal with the help of a dog. It's pure, it really is. And to see a veteran and their family come in and smile, no words for it. And with Danny down here, it's just an extra boost for the veterans to get out there and see that the community actually does care. So it's nice to have him down here working with his dogs.
Next on Inside the Cleveland Browns, Joe Hayden on Hugh Jackson.
Him being here, having faith in me, trusting me, and definitely just believing in me, knowing what type of player I am, not really feeling like I have to come out and prove to him what I can really do. You know, just him having that confidence gives me a lot of confidence in myself.
And Coach Jackson's push to keep the team striving for greatness.
This is what you play. This is what we protect our city and ourselves, right here.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, this is a new segment for us, kind of a fun segment with some grueling questions called Would You Rather? Up first, running back Duke Johnson. Let's see how he handled the heat.
Oh, my God, this is a hard one. I'm Duke Johnson, and I'm going to be playing the game Would You Rather? Would you rather spend a day wearing wet socks or spend a day with a popcorn stuck to your teeth? I think I'd take the popcorn, especially in cold Cleveland. You don't have on wet socks. Would you rather give up bathing for a month or give up the internet for a month? Internet. I would definitely give up internet for the month. I wouldn't want to stink. I kind of have a fiance. That would not go good with her. Would you rather be a famous musician or a famous actor? Stay tuned. Ballers. Would you rather be invisible or be able to read minds? Oh, my God. This is a hard one. I have to go with... I have to go with read minds. Just because I always want to know what everyone's thinking. It's a lot easier if you read minds. And I'm Duke Johnson. This has been a great game. You should... She's definitely tried.
All right, I am going to side with Duke on that one. Not taking a bath for a month, that is just gross. I bet you he learned some of those life skills while he was at University of Miami. And by the way, he still carries the single season rushing title there. Well, we had a chance to catch up with another SEC standout here, and that's Joe Hayden. Let's take a look at his road to recovery.
I'm here, yeah, I'm here all the time. I'm here every day. So, you know, my big thing is just a lot of rehabbing.
I'm just working every day, you know, with the training staff. I'm here 5 days a week, you know, just doing treatment, and it's just going along really well. I mean, I got out of my boot yesterday, so that was a big step. I was on the scooter to the boot, and now I'm walking around weight bearing, and the process is going along really well.
My goal is to be back for camp because I want to come back and be able to be at the top of my game for the upcoming season.
The new coaching staff, Coach Hugh Jackson, him being here, having faith in me, trusting me, and definitely just believing in me, knowing what type of player I am, not really feeling like I have to come out and prove to him what I can really do. You know, just him having that confidence gives me a lot of confidence in myself and doesn't make me feel like, you know, it's a whole new staff. You got to prove yourself from ground one. We played against Cincinnati before. He kind of knows what I can do.
It feels totally different to me. I've never had this feeling, you know, just a lot of coaches, they've been coming in talking about changing the atmosphere, changing the culture. But Coach Hugh, he honestly, literally believes it. He believes that this is an opportunity that he has to come and be a head coach of this team. He had plenty of other places that he could go and wanted him to coach, but he decided to come here. And his staff, they just bring a winning attitude, a winning atmosphere, and they don't accept anything less. And we're able to show the younger guys, like, dude, that's all it's about. We're all about winning. That's the only thing we want to do here. Doesn't matter about whatever happened in the past. It's just erase the tape, make a new message, because there's teams went from worst to first, and why can't that be us? There's no reason why, with the work ethic that we put in, with the coaching that we're getting, that we couldn't do the same thing. And I think that's what we really need, because we have a really young room, and I know the defense really well, and Tremont kind of played in one like this similar. So, you know, it's kind of more of just being the guy that any questions that they have, you know, just ask. So just basically teaching up the younger guys in the room, because I get it, you know, and just being able to watch practice and watch film with them and just trying to help everybody improve their game. Just tightening up my tools and being able to be more of a teacher about this defense.
When we return, Barkevious Mingo introduces a furry member of his pack.
He's hollering, he's yelling, he's doing everything to try to get to me, and it's the funniest thing.
And you won't believe what Robert Griffin III says is his favorite play of his career.
It was a 4th and 5 in a bowl game against Washington.
Back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, we're used to seeing Barkevious Mingo be a menacing defender, chasing down the opposing team's quarterback, but this week, we're going to see a little bit of a softer side to Mr. Mingo in this week's edition of That's My Dog.
Hey, buddy, come here. All right, so you come home with him. He's in his kennel. He's freaking out. He's hollering. He's yelling. He's doing everything to try to get to me, and it's the funniest thing. And he's crazy. Yeah, I'm a little warthog, and I got him this pool, and he'll, like, dump it in the water, try to drown the thing. He's not good at catching yet, though. I got Max a year ago in January. Just felt like I wanted a dog. I know I wanted a husky. I just like that breed. Like, they're cool looking dogs. High energy. I'm not gonna run with him. I've tried that a couple of times. It doesn't work out good for me, but so I had to get a bike, but he's good. I mean, he's just a good dog.
Well, even though Mingo looked pretty relaxed in that scene, he's not relaxed on the field and certainly not relaxed this year, because there's a lot of energy out there and a lot of energy in this building as well. And I think a lot of that comes from the addition of Browns quarterback Robert Griffin III. In fact, we put Robert in the hot seat this week in this week's Browns Blitz.
The best thing about playing in the NFL is you have a platform to influence the masses, and You get to choose what you want to do with it. I fell in love with football when we won our first game 60-6 in seventh grade. My game day ritual is to listen to Michael Jackson's Thriller before every game, and that will continue. The current NFL player that I admire the most is Eric Berry. He's a fellow Adidas sponsor with me, and seeing him go through his fight with cancer and come back and play at a high level is really inspiring. After a game, my favorite thing to do is watch the tape from the game and then go to sleep. The thing people would be most surprised to know about me is that I could probably be a professional ping pong player. Greatest play I've ever been a part of was a 4th and 5 in a bowl game against Washington. Handed the ball off to the running back, thought he was going to fumble it, so I followed him through the hole, and I threw the game-breaking block to spring him into the end zone, and I was never more excited than in that moment. So,
I think if you ask most players what their favorite play is in their career, they'd probably say, you know, them running for a touchdown, catching a great pass. Not Robert Griffin III. He said blocking for somebody else to score a touchdown. You know what that tells me? It tells me he's a team-first guy. All right, Dog Pound, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Coming up next on Inside the Cleveland Browns, hear Hugh Jackson mic'd up at practice.
Here we go, man. Let's have a day today. Let's get better, huh?
And see the search to find the next junior reporter.
Is this real?
It is real. I can hear you.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, Dustin, you just feel this awesome energy around here. Mm-hmm. I know I do, mm-hmm. whether it's the building upgrades or building the team.
Yeah, Sarah, I think a lot of it comes from Hugh Jackson. He's mm-hmm. got a buzz about him. He's motivating. He's molding these young people, and we're going to get a chance to see him do some of that right now.
Now, listen to me. This right here is your house. This is your house, and we got to understand, when we come through that freaking tunnel over there, we're coming out here to kick ass. This is home, and you always take care of home. You dominate at home. This is your field. This is where we handle business. This is where you play. This is where we protect our city and ourselves, right here, okay? The Dog Pound, it be rocking, I'm telling you. So we got to bring it when we come in here. We come in here because it's special, because it's our house. We got to always remember that.
Here we go, man. Let's have a day today. Let's get better, huh? Let's get better today. Let's get better today. Here we go. This is our home, and we will protect this house, boys. This is our home, and we'll protect this house.
Boy, we'll make you great. You hear me? I'm going to push you like you've never been pushed. Because you got so much ability, it ain't even funny. But it's an everyday thing. It's focus, it's mindset, because I know what you want. You got to go get it.
Come on, let's work now. Here we go, linebackers. Out of the way, baby. Nice job. Out of the way to finish. How fast can you go, Cody? Five of the fastest steps you can take. There you go. Boom. I'll take it. I'll take it. Nice job. Come on. Feet, 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 feet. Good. Good. When you burst, it's got to take you where coach is, out here to the top of these numbers. But you got to run, but you got to get depth at the same time, right? Yes. Yes. Go.
There he is. He's running. He's running.
Good ball. Go that first step, tighten it. You don't have to go way back there to do that. It's just a catch, and it's really like a shuffle, okay? Go try it one time. Try it. See if you can speed yourself up. There it is. Boom. See the difference? That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. Out of the way, Scooby. Out of the way, Scooby. Good job, Scooby. Scooby, nice job. Scooby, nice job. Scooby, that a baby. That a baby. That a way. That a way. Good. That's football. That's football. That's the way football's played. Nice job. Nice job, old boy. That a baby. That a baby. That a baby. Hey, Cody, that's the difference. I know what you're trying to do. But that's the difference by having a big guy when the line goes that way.
Yeah.
Like, all they got to do is put his hands up. Play. Okay? Here we go. Guaranteed completion. There it is. Boom.
First. Give me first.
Good. There you go. That's better, but listen to me. When you catch, yeah, you know it. You get one move, but you got to run like a son of a gun. Come on. Come on. That's what you got to do. You have to. When you do that, that's when you're going to become great. I'm telling you.
Sarah, being a former player myself, it is always important to have a home field advantage. And the thing that stood out to me from that piece, coach saying you always take care of home. That's pretty passionate, pretty special stuff right there.
It really is. And the talent on the field and encouraging that. And talent-wise, we went on a search recently as well to bring back one of our favorite segments, Junior Reporter.
Nico, and I'm a junior reporter.
Is this real?
This is not real.
I want to be a junior reporter so I can tell the people what I think.
My player is Joe Thomas because he's really good at what he does.
My favorite player on the team is either Josh McCown or Robert Griffin III.
Robert Griffin, because he throws football.
My favorite Browns player is Joe Hayden.
I like LeBron James on the Browns. Kyrie.
Joe Thomas.
I like Isaiah Crowell.
My favorite player is Joe Hayden. I will ask him, he does a good job in his defense and every interception he gets is perfect.
Was this real?
Yes.
It was.
This is Lily Wolf here. I am out.
Oh, they are so cute. I can see why they have Cavs on the brain. I know we do. Mm-hmm.
We are all in, and hopefully all of you are all in. Game 7 tonight. Let's get this one, Cavs, right?
Ooh,
all right, Dog Pound, don't go anywhere. There is an all-new Dog Pound report coming up next. We'll be back next week. Go, Cavs!